Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com for anybody that might still be unfamiliar with my voice. My name is Peter Mingles. We started this radio show a long time ago, and you didn't come here to hear about me. You came here to hear about Janine. Janine Avila is a radio show guest host that we started our radio show with a while back. We do a segment on Janine Avila every Thursday, which is today, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and whether she's here live or not, we're doing a radio show with Janine Avila. She's got great material. You can hear it again. Today, we have her here live. So after a couple of weeks of everybody being super-duper busy, my son visited me from Colorado last week, so I kind of called a replay on last week, but we're here all the time, and sometimes we talk about stuff related to what's going on in the world or what's going on with your business, things along that line. Today, we're going to kind of rekindle, you know, a radio show topic that Janine is going to bring back up that we started our radio show with many, many, many years ago. But the most important thing I want you to remember is Janine is a coach, and she does some coaching on the side, or whenever she has time, she can squeeze you in. If you go to Janine Avila, A-V-I-L-A, you'll be able to hear JanineAvila.com. You'll be able to hear and see the different things she has on her radio show, on the website, rather. On buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, we have replays of all of the radio shows we've done in the past, so you can pick these up all over the place. And anyone you pick, whether it's in order or not, doesn't really matter. You'll always get some great value to it. But Janine's going to cover a topic after re-saying hello to our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience that we started with a long time ago, and she's kind of like rekindling it, if you will, as we restart the radio show now. So, Janine, thanks for being here on your own Building Fortunes Radio show.
Thank you, Peter, and it's great to be here. I love doing this show, and one of the things that was really relevant for me this week is working from home. Whether you are an employee and you're working remote, you're working from home, or if you have, and they're very different, but they're similar, or if you're a home business owner, whether you're a contractor, a caterer, a real estate agent, direct seller, you're working from home, you're a plumber, whatever, you have your home office. That's two different animals. And so tonight, we're going to focus on the remote worker because many of, and this is going to be a two-part series, might run into a three-part series because there's a lot of material here that can really make your life easier and better and more peaceful, and most importantly, it can make you more profitable. And these things don't happen by accident. They happen by design. And you often hear me say, if you're one of our loyal listeners, I just preach what I practice. And this is what I had going on. But I'm going to say, I got to look up the date sometime, but I think it was 4 years ago, Peter, that we started doing this show again, the second time. And I started the show off talking about setting up your home office. And we were doing this before it was, you know, the thing to work from home. Everybody wasn't working from home, and the show was mostly directed at entrepreneurs and home-based business owners because that's most of my coaching. I'm working with entrepreneurs and people who are either running a business from home or trying to work their way out of their day job because they want the freedom to work, to run their own business, the time freedom and the financial freedom. So tonight, a lot's happened since then. We had a thing called a pandemic, and all of a sudden the people who didn't want to work from home were working from home, and everything changed, and we all know that. So it changed for me, too, and I remember in doing the show, I did the first one, and then I completely redid my office. But I want to talk to you, and I did it again this week, and because, like probably many of you, I had a lot of crazy stuff going on in my personal life. I had a lot of stuff going on in my business life. And sometimes, I don't know how many of you know this, when we can't control things in the outside world, we start rearranging our desk because it feels good to do something. But also, when you have a lot of personal things, you know, any of you listening are dealing with aging parents, that's almost a full-time gig. And when you have a full-time gig and then you start dealing with that, you got to figure it out. It's not easy. And so anyway, I was dealing with a lot of that this month. And so what happened was I have really good habits, I'm happy to say, that I've developed over time. I never used to be like this. But when I finish working, I tidy up my desk. I never stop doing this. I always look at my calendar the next day. I look at all my appointments, everything I do. Everything I'm going to do tomorrow has already been scheduled today. Now, there's room. I might add some things in. But what happened to me, because I had some critical stuff that I had to manage, and something had to give. But what the result was this week I was looking around my office, and I couldn't find my three-hole punch. To some people, that wouldn't be a disaster, but to me it was. I wanted to punch some papers and put it. I couldn't find it. I had piles all over the place. I couldn't find my extra ink cartridges, and that's a sign that I was throwing things around and not paying attention to my office. So what happened was I had to regroup, because when I got back in here, and I'm like, roll your sleeves up and get the stuff straightened out. But when I set this office up, when I moved into this place where I live now 2 years ago, things were different. And that's really the message to all of you that are listening tonight to this podcast is reevaluate. Sometimes you got to regroup and reevaluate. Working from home can be a wonderful thing, and it can, you know, help you. You don't have to pay gas. You don't have to commute. And you hear people all the time say, I can work in my pajamas, which I do not recommend, and I'll talk about that in a minute. However, when you set it up right and you do it right, you will be much happier, more productive, and it's a real stress reliever. So every now and then, and if you're taking notes, you might want to take a second look at your situation of where you're working and regroup and see if it's still working for you. Like me, I set this up 2 years ago, and some things have changed for me. And the way I'm working and what I'm doing and, you know, all the things that are going on. So I'm going to talk to you just quickly about working from home. You know, it's a standard for a lot of people. There's a whole buzz about hybrid workers. You know, hybrid workers, you go to the office a couple of days a week and you're working from home a few days a week. And for me, when I had employees working for me and I have them work from home, it was a challenge. I had to put a whole system in place, and for myself as well, so that we could still maintain the culture of the company while letting people work from home, because you don't have the office culture. And working from home, there's other things going on. Like normally, you have a family in your home. And you might not. I don't. I live by myself. I'm single. I don't have kids here, but oftentimes I have kids coming and going. I have way too many kids, as Peter says. I have 7 adult children. I have 14 grandchildren, and I have, I don't know, I think 12 great-grandkids, and they're coming and going all the time. So I have to put things in place, because just because I'm home, and this is a big one you might want to, just because you're home doesn't mean you're available. So we're going to talk about that. So working from home, it's really important to set up guidelines with your family, because you don't want to be successful at work and alienate your family. And it all can be resolved with communication. So think about that, and think about when I used to do these home business schools years ago, and people were telling me challenges they have, and some of my coaching clients, and I'd say, well, I don't think you've had the talk. What talk? The talk with your family that I'm going to be working from home. These are my hours. These are the guidelines of how it's going to work. Because what you don't want is to be trying to work and trying to focus and getting continual interruptions, which is what will happen if you don't set the guidelines. So I'm going to go as fast as I can, but we're going to, you know, end in 30 minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to do part 2. So we'll see how far I get through them. But number 1, super important, you guys, choose a work area. a lot of times I see people just trying to work from their phone on the couch. There's not a specific work area. And if you're not serious, and I don't mean this to sound that bad, but when you're serious about your career and your income and your business, you understand the importance of either having, if you have the luxury of an extra room, clear out an extra room, or it could be a corner. It can be a certain area, but it has to be your designated work area. And I'm just telling you guys, it does not work to share your work area with somebody else. It just doesn't. I've seen people try to do it, and it doesn't work out. So choose a designated work area in your home, and you, there's an area where you want to make sure you have the space, even if it's a little corner in your kitchen. That's yours. It's a physical distinction between where you work and where you relax. That's really important because you don't want to have stress. You want to be able to be productive and successful. And that comes from knowing your designated work area. A lot of times when I was building my business and somebody was great personality, really good, but they weren't having success, I would start asking them, where do you work? Just like wherever. And that was, I'm going to say probably 95% of the time, people who should be successful because they were intelligent, they had a great personality, they had good skills, the gap was in their work area. So they were disorganized and they didn't have their act together, so to speak. So choose the work area. And number two is you have to stick to a schedule. And I don't care if you're working, if you're working for a company and you're working remote, they're going to tell you what your hours are. So you have to know that, again, that goes with the guidelines. But if you're your own business owner and you're running your own business, you still need a schedule. And because you're your own boss, you can change the schedule if you need to. But you want to have a schedule because within the structure, you'll find freedom. So you know what time basically you're going to go to work. And, I often joke, I make the rules, I can change the rules. But it's important to at least have a structure to get started with. Now, number three is super important. You want to get the tools you need. So if you're working from home, and a lot of times I hear people that are trying to start their business and just out of poor habits, they're trying to work off their phone. But here's some really important things to have. And you can get by without it, but you'll never see the focus, the production, and probably the profits that you could have if you do it this way. Number one, you need a computer or a laptop, a reliable computer and laptop. This is the core of your home office setup, a reliable computer and laptop. That doesn't mean something somebody gave you that's 10 years old that doesn't start up and sometimes it does that. You want to make sure you have some good equipment and you can figure it out. But this is the thing, everything, figure it out. Everything is figure outable. So, but these are things you've got to have, a computer or a laptop functioning. Number two is a high quality monitor with a larger screen, dual monitors. Once you go to dual monitors, you won't want to go back. That can boost your productivity. I used to see people with dual monitors. I think, why do they need dual monitors? That doesn't make sense. But boy, once you start using them and you got email up on this one and you're working on a document here and you're dragging one over there, it's just the greatest. This one gets overlooked a lot. You need an ergonomic chair. Invest in a comfortable chair with good lumbar support because when you're working, you do better when you feel better, and that's important. So you don't have to go out and spend a bunch of money, you guys. You can go to Goodwill. You can go to secondhand stores. You get on Facebook Marketplace, or you know how to do all this, offer up all these things, and just look for what you want and be diligent about it. And when you see the right thing, get it. Because you don't want to spend a bunch of money when you're starting up your business. Your goal should be to make money, and you need these things, but you can be really smart about it. Another thing you want is a desk, a sturdy, spacious desk. That's going to provide your dedicated workspace. If you're in a tiny space or an apartment, you might have to figure that out. You might have to clear out a corner. You got to be creative. You got to be a creative problem solver to be successful in the business world. But you need a desk. please don't use your kitchen table unless you live alone, because I used to see people take over their kitchen table and turn it into their desk, and now they're sitting in the middle of the kitchen. It's just not cool. And the kids are, you know, you've got food. It's just not the way to do it. You want to have a sense of professionalism and have a good, spacious desk. I have a stand-up desk that I can push a button and I can stand up or I can sit at it. I have another desk on the side, and that's what I just redid my office because I was piling stuff everywhere. I noticed I needed a little more desktop. When you look at all the piles, I'm like, why is it happening? Oh, I don't have enough desktop space. Let me get this out of here. So you just start looking at your situation. It's important to have a good keyboard and mouse. Ergonomic and wireless options will enhance your comfort, and they will improve your productivity. I like a wireless keyboard that I think you all may, or many of you will remember Justin Boyd from Precision IT Solutions. It's come on a few times, and he's my go-to guy when I want the best equipment. Then I understand how important it is, and I don't want to buy some cheap keyboard and then throw it away in 6 months. So he recommended one to me. It's a Logitech, and I plug it back in and it recharges. I'm not filling it with batteries all the time, and it's a great keyboard and a good mouse. The other thing everybody knows now, we need a good webcam and microphone. This is super important because everybody's doing Zooms and video conferences and meetings, and you don't want to be the person whose speakers don't work and the meeting slows down. You want to have a really good quality webcam and microphone, and they're not expensive. They're not. And again, you can look for this stuff and be smart about where you get it. But that's a critical component to your home office. It seems like everybody would know this, but high-speed internet connection. Stable internet connection is critical. When everybody started working from home, and I had my coaching clients, the number one thing I heard was my kids and my husband were all working from home and everything's slow. And I'm like, you got to upgrade your speed. And people don't realize that you can upgrade and get a higher internet connection. And that's critical. So whoever your provider is, call them and ask what they have and find out what's available. And, you know, do speed tests from time to time and see what's happening. And you don't have to have, this is just the way it is now. We have a lot of people working from home. Number eight, task lighting. Lighting is really important. So especially if you're aging like Peter, like or me, you want to make sure you can see well and they have really good lighting, but you don't want to strain your eyes and squint and try to see. Make sure you're in a well-lit area. And some of this stuff seems elementary, but it isn't. We don't think about it. So make sure you have good lighting. And I'm going to jump quickly through 9 and 10, and then we'll go to a commercial. Printer and scanner. You know, if this is needed for paperwork, depends what you do, but a multifunction device is perfect that prints and scans and does all these things. And if occasionally you have to print something out, make sure you have that. And then make sure you've got, like, cables are organized. A lot of times I see people working from home and their cables hanging all over the place. You know, you just get those zip ties and tie them up and just make this stuff, the clutter you see around you limits your productivity. So you want to make sure that stuff, and when you have a home printer, make sure you have a backup supply of ink, because nothing's worse than when you're trying to print out a flyer or something you have to review, maybe you want to take it on a plane, and you run out of ink. And then you're like, that's super frustrating. So whatever you have, make sure you have the backup supply. So I have gone through 10 of the best tools to have, and we're only on item 4, and we'll jump to a commercial, and then we'll be right back.
And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Janine Avalov. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here with Janine Avila. Janine's given us a checklist, if you will, and so far I need a, what do they call, like a tune-up on my checklist, because there's some of those things, and I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah, she's nailing me on that one. I'm glad she's not here. So the reality is yeah, good. All great things. All great things for sure. So back to you, Janine.
All right, Peter, thank you so much. Okay, so we just went down the tools. So number four, and this is, I mean, sometimes people don't agree with me, but I'm just going to tell you what I found that works. When you work from home, take a shower and get dressed. A lot of people love to brag about working in their pajamas, and if that works for you and you're super productive and it doesn't cause you stress, you know, people will say, why do I get dressed? I'm never going to see anyone. Well, that's not true, because you never know when you might need to be on a Zoom, or, you know, some client might all of a sudden want to talk to you right then. I've had that where people say, can you jump on a Zoom? You want to be ready when opportunity knocks. And for me, I feel better when I, you know, got up, got ready for work. And I'm not going to say I don't come out here in my pajamas sometimes and look at my calendar, check email. But then I have a lot of time that I get ready for work. And we save a lot of time by not having to warm up the car, get in the car. You know, fortunately, well, actually, it's not fortunately. It's by design. I don't live in the snow because I don't do well in the snow. But there's a lot of, when I did live in the snow, when I lived in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I had to allow time for my car to warm up, to go out there and knock all the ice off the windshield and everything so I could get in. And when
that's
you don't have
crazy.
To do that, right? Oh, yeah. I'm like, I got to figure this out. This is another way to live. And but when you work from home, you get a lot of your time back because you don't have to do all that kind of stuff. You don't have to commute. You don't have to go fill the car up with gas and all of this. So there's a lot of benefits from working from home. So just carve out, you know, 15 minutes and do your hair and put your makeup on. You just feel better about yourself. So make a time to do that. Your appearance sends a message, you know, that you're ready for business and you're ready for action. And this is one a lot of people don't think about. Stock up your kitchen with healthy snacks that you enjoy. When you're going to work, a lot of times you stop in at the, you know, 7-Eleven or something on the way to work, or you could stop at the store, or you've got a break room at the office that's got snacks or a vending machine or whatever. So when you're home, you don't have that. And if you just, at the end of the week, think about, I'm working from home and I need fruit and I need whatever it is you need. So you don't want to fill yourself up on junk food, as good as it is. And if you don't have this stuff, and I'm only, like I said, I'm preaching what I practice. You'll end up door dashing food like I do sometimes. So I just regrouped and did this and got my healthy snacks and put thought into it. And I really, sorry, my thing's going on here. Let me silence. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, you have the healthy snacks, so you can just keep going and be high functioning and well fed. And there's something really good about just, I mean, that kind of a self-esteem builder and a self-confidence builder about taking care of yourself. So make a list, think about the things you want, and just take good care of yourself. And then you've got healthy snacks. And I've had times when I've been so busy, I'm like back-to-back on Zooms, and I'm doing calls, and it's like I know this seems dumb because I'm sitting it right here in my office and my kitchen is like right there, 5 feet away. But when you're on a Zoom and you don't want to get up, so sometimes I have a little healthy snacks here at my desk. So I keep the protein going in and I'm keeping the nutrition going, even though I don't get up and go over there and then I'll fix my food. But nutrition is a super important part of being a successful business person and taking care of yourself. is very important. So you can fuel yourself and take good care of yourself. And you're also setting good examples for your family. So let me look at the time. Okay, in 5 minutes, I'm going to wrap up with two final things here. One is be aware of the noise level. We've all been on a Zoom or a conference call, and there's some person who's like completely unaware of all the noise they have going on. It's like, where's all that noise coming up? That and that. But you want to be aware and announce, again, like set the guidelines. My kids know I'm going to be on a Zoom. Like today I had a lot of stuff going on, and I told everybody from 7:30 to 8, I'm going to be doing my radio show. So my Alexa's going to be on D&D and all of this stuff. Don't come over here because I can't be interrupted. And this just prevents hurt feelings, and it prevents interruptions, and it prevents the problems that can occur. So you just want to be aware, because when you're in the office, you have that environment already protected. Another thing that's a good tool to grab is some noise-canceling headphones. If you're on a call, and you can put those on. So if you've got stuff going on, then, you know, the kids are in the other room. You don't have to be always trying to make everybody be quiet. You can have good noise-canceling headphones. Some of this just takes, it also can cancel out the dog. But ever since, like, the pandemic and we all started working from home, people have been more forgiving about the barking dog in the background. But it's also distracting, and it gives you a pattern interrupt. And sometimes you're talking and you make an appointment, the dog starts barking, and you can't get back to what you were thinking about. So that all comes with setting the guidelines for the family. And I'm going to bring this up, and then we'll stop here on number 7 and come back in on number 8 next week. But what's kind of crazy, you know, I live alone. My kids are grown. But I was working from home when they were all little. And this is, of all the things I've shared and taught people over the years, it always astounds me that this is one of the number one things that when I see people, they'll say, you know what I learned from you, and it helped me so much? I used to have a toy box. It was just a little box of toys that I kept up in the closet. And the kids couldn't, it was never played with like regular. But when I was on a conference call or I was on the phone and I knew I was going to be on the phone for an hour or so, I would get this box down and the kids could play with that. And it was this greatest solution because there were things in there they just couldn't normally play with. So instead of them being problematic, like jumping on the couch and trying to get my attention and crying when I was trying to work from home, they were excited. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be on the phone. Here's the I used to call it the telephone toy box. And I'd bring it down, and I used to refresh it from time to time. And I was a single mom. I didn't have a lot of money back then. And, well, I still don't now, but back then, I didn't have money to waste. And I used to go to Goodwill and buy new toys. I refreshed it all the time in games and the things that people give away that you can get at a really good price. And there were always new things, so it was exciting, and it really worked. They would sit there and play with all that stuff. Then I could effectively work. And I've shared that in many of my speeches and with my coaching clients. And I'm going to say that's the number one thing that people come back and say, I did that. My kids are grown now. But, man, that was the best tip. So I wanted to share that tonight. And, Peter, we're at 7:58, and I've been talking nonstop the whole time. Is there anything you want to jump in here and add before we close the show?
Nope. We are good to go. I'm glad we're going to be able to section this into multiple radio shows, so we'll be able to kind of call this one part one. But there was one thing that happened to me since the first time that you did this radio show talking about setting up a home office, and that was, for me, I inherited my granddaughter's cat, and I had no idea that cats jump on keyboards. Like, my dog never thought about jumping on a keyboard.
God.
But, like, cats jump on keyboards.
That's a really good point. That happened to me, Peter, when I was at my daughter's. I don't have a cat, but my daughter had a cat, and something went wrong with my computer, and it was all messed up. And I called Justin, and he was trying to help me figure it out. And then he fixed it again. Then it happened again, and I came in the kitchen and I saw this cat walking across my laptop. And of course, Justin said, "Well, you have to shut your laptop when you're not at your computer." But I didn't think about it. But the cat walked across my keyboard.
Cat jumps on my keyboard, lays on my keyboard, wants to be pet. She'll walk all over my keyboard, pushing buttons. She has sent the most interesting instant messages to people that I have to later explain, which is kind of interesting.
That's interesting. I was talking to one of my friends on a Zoom last week, and her cat was walking across the desk, and she was so used to it. I was talking to her, and I'm like, "Can you move the cat's tail out from in front of your face? I can't see you." And the cat was just walking up. Cats, right? But so that's an important point. But it's 8 o'clock. I respect everyone's time. I hope we gave you some good things to work on, and I don't want to overwhelm everybody. But, you know, get started. We're going to cover some more really great things next week, Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. And I would, like Peter said, I love coaching new clients. If you go to JeanineAvila.com and click the coaching tab, you'll find the whole Get Jeanine in Your Corner, and you can find a program hopefully that works for you. If you need a little help, if you need somebody in your corner, I would love to do that. Peter, thank you so much. I'll kick it back to you so you can close.
Excellent. Well, we'll catch everybody next week. We're going to title this one Part 1, so there'll be more. We'll see you next week. And as long as everything works okay, we'll see you at the same time, same channel. If you go back to buildingfortressradio.com/Jeanine, you'll be able to see this and check out JeanineAvila.com. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Jeanine.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.